Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live from the Built for Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So on Monday night, Rob Thompson, the manager of the Phillies, pulled Nick Castellanos out of the game in the eighth inning for a defensive replacement. And put a guy out there who is known for his defense. And you see this all the time in baseball. Well, Nick Castellanos didn't like that at all. And he apparently expressed his frustration to the manager. And the manager, Rob Thompson, said, I don't like what you said. I'm benching you for inappropriate comments. Now, this to me in 2025 in pro sports is basically unheard of. When was the last time, and this is, I give credit to Thompson for this, by the way. When was the last time you see a manager actually step up and bench a star in a situation like this to assert his leadership in a clubhouse? Very rarely happens because the managers are so afraid to piss off the stars and to lose a clubhouse or have some sort of revolt or mutiny against them. And Rob Thompson said, screw it. I am going right for this. You cross the line. There's a level of respect that we expect from our players, especially our best players. And your ass is being benched. You ever think Aaron Boone would do that?
Maybe the players on the Yankees have more respect for Aaron Boone that they wouldn't put him in that kind of position.
Fair. Good point.
And, so I'm assuming that the F word was used or some other sort of insult towards the manager. And the manager, here's the one thing the manager should have, the head coach should have, over everybody that he is coaching, or she is coaching for this matter. And that is the respect of their title. Unless, of course, you recognize pretty early that that title shouldn't be bestowed on that person because they have no idea what they're doing. And that's not this case with this manager. This manager knows what he's doing. He's had success. He's dealt with a lot of egos in that clubhouse. And finally, somebody said something that was totally inappropriate, and he has to stand up for himself. He has to stand up for being the manager, and he has to hold people accountable, and this is holding people accountable. So I'm with him, too. And I know there were times as a player you get so frustrated and so fired up that, the coach or the manager has to make a decision. And sometimes they yank you, and I got mad when I got yanked at times. I turned over a table down in Houston with all the Gatorades on it, and I wasn't proud of myself, and the coach came over and talked to me, Sam Weish, and he said, I understand you're upset. I see that, and I don't appreciate that because now you're putting me on the spot. At least I never said any negative words towards him. He just saw me openly disgusted with the decision, And he felt that he needed to say to me, don't do it again, because by doing that, you're making me look bad. You're disrespecting who I am and my job. And I totally got it from that point on.
Yeah, so I think so many managers and coaches today dealing with athletes that are making so much money and are more popular than they've ever been are worried about pissing that guy off and then also pissing off the teammates.
And then losing the locker room, and then all of a sudden he becomes the scapegoat.
Right, but I actually think that it's worse if you don't take action in that situation, because then all of a sudden you look like a guy who can get trucked by your locker room.
Well, that's exactly right. But it's a tough line, especially when it's in the NBA.
Well, yeah.
Well, they actually do it in the NHL too. But you know, the room will stop listening as the Rangers stopped listening to LaViolette. And they went through all the drama that they went through, and everybody was emotional about everything, and they couldn't get through the emotion of all of it, and then you had the Panarin stuff going on. You'd be surprised how much head coaches in the NFL deal with. There's like 65 guys in a roster. Everybody's, you know, got a different type of personality. The money is different. You know, different wide receivers making more money than other wide receivers, and other wide receivers don't respect that wide receiver. I mean, like, there's so many of these things that they have to deal with. And not only do they have to deal with the players, they got to deal with their own coaching staff. Then they got to deal with the front office. And then they got to deal with the owner who comes in and says, why didn't we run it on third and one? Why did you throw the ball? I mean, you have no idea what all of these guys have to deal with. And that's why I think they try to pick and choose their battles where they feel like they're dealing with somebody where they can win or at least connect to, where this wouldn't get out of hand. But in this case, to me, I think most of the players probably back Thompson over Castellanos.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say, not knowing the
words.
Yeah, that too, and also the temperature of that clubhouse. But Rob Thompson wouldn't do this with one of his best players if he didn't think he had the respect for the rest of the team. You know,
I would think that instead of just saying you're benched the next day and not discussing it with the team, I would think that there would be a team meeting.
Yeah, and not like an open discussion in front of everybody, as opposed to Thompson going around to the other players and saying to Bryce Harper, listen, this is what he said to me.
No, this is the way it goes.
Yeah.
Look, I'm your manager, guys. I have to make decisions, and those decisions you're not always going to like, but you're going to have to deal with them. And the way you deal with them is how I will react. And in this case, Nick crossed the line in my eyes, and I'm holding him accountable. And I want you to know that everybody in this room will be held to the same standard. That's how you handle it.
Yeah.
And if somebody doesn't like that, then, you know, then you got to go to the GM. You know, maybe that was Rafael Devers in Boston. Who knows?
Well, yeah, that got out of hand. And so he goes over there and he's willingly playing first base, Devers. I mean, is this, I guess it's just one of those things where the relationship got so fractured in the way that it was done. And also, like, the Devers was there in Boston. He was their homegrown guy. He was their third baseman. The Giants traded for him knowing that they had a Gold Glove third baseman there already and wanting Devers, wanting him to be there. So maybe that's why the situation is what it is, and him willing to play first base there as opposed to giving the Red Sox as much crap as he did.
Well, I kind of see both sides, because the amount of money the Red Sox invested in him.
Yeah.
And I think he wanted to stay there. And I guarantee you we could look back when he signed the initial contract, and somewhere in there, there's probably a line, I just want to be a Red Sox forever. I want to be here forever. I'm so glad that they appreciate me, that they've developed me, that they've given me all this money. And then 2 years later, it's like all hell breaks loose.
Yeah.
I mean, that may be the case with Juan Soto in 2 years.
Oh, God.
You never know. You never know how these things go, you know, end up turning out.
God, don't tell me that. I don't want to think about it. 2 years?
But I only pick on Juan Soto because you've invested so much money in him.
Right, of course.
And the Red Sox invested so much money in Devers, half the amount that is invested in Juan Soto. But I understand Devers' point of view. I also understand that the manager has to talk to him. The general manager has to talk to the agent. The general manager and the manager have to talk to the owners. You could get all of the owners for this one if you're a Boston Red Sox fan, but there are certain, as they put it in a number of the articles, inflection points where you realize that something has to be done.
Yeah, you know what? I'm thinking about it now in all these situations. We talked for years, like, wouldn't you want to see an organization just step up and not cave in to one of these guys? And we've seen that in a couple of instances here. that whether you agree or disagree with the trades, and there was a lot of talk about it, but you had three organizations now in different ways say, enough.
Enough is right.
Right. So, I mean, now whether we agree, you know, we see the Mavericks thing a little bit differently. Like I said many times, it's okay if they wanted to trade him. I hated the fact that they didn't get more teams involved to try to, it just seemed so weird to me they just ended up with the Lakers. Like, that was my biggest issue. You don't want to pay him the money? You think he's not doing what he needs to do? Fine. But say that he's available and don't just trade him to one place in the middle of the night. But anyway, so they said to Luka, we don't think you deserve that money. We don't think you're putting in enough. Get out of here. You had Devers. We're paying you $300 million. Responsibility comes with that. Get out of here. You got Castellanos. He says something to the manager. Enough. I don't care if you're a superstar. You're benched. So maybe we're seeing a little bit of a turn with some of this stuff where the organizations take more of a stand and don't let the star players truck them all the time.
You know what? I hope so. I really do. I mean, I can appreciate, you know, trying to get a hold of your locker room, trying to get a hold of your franchise. And that's why, you know, what went down in Dallas was huge. I mean, that was huge because he was sitting on $345 million extension with the Mavericks. By being traded to the Lakers, now all of a sudden that 345 turns into like 275 or 270 or whatever number it is because it's not his original team. And on top of that, yes, California state taxes. Unless somehow the Lakers do what the Dodgers did with Shohei Ohtani. I don't know if that's allowed in the NBA where they give him a huge signing bonus or they defer a lot of money so when he gets out of California, he doesn't have to spend the money on taxes.
Yeah, I don't think it can work that way, but I didn't think it worked that way in baseball until baseball started doing it. So.
Right, and what I said about, you know, Rafael Devers, so he goes from being, and I don't know how, I'm sure he'll work something out, but if he goes from being a Massachusetts resident, pay state tax in Massachusetts, it's reasonably high for his income level, and then you go to California, it's 5% more at that income level. So you could say that the Red Sox screwed him even more by sending him to San Francisco, but I'm sure he's going to try to avoid those states. I don't know how he's going to do it, but I'm sure he's going to try to do it in some way, shape, or form.
Let's go to Eric, who's in Long Beach. What's going on, Eric?
Morning, guys.
What's up, man?
So I was talking about guys taking over your program and the coach putting their foot down. You're talking about University of Tennessee, Jazz Heupel. And their QB, Amelia, asking for more NIL money. I'm like, no, we're good. Getting rid of him real quick.
Yeah, and he went to UCLA and lost a lot of money.
Exactly.
So. Yeah, it's the same thing. I mean, like, you know, sooner or later, like, the coach has got to say enough's enough, man. Enough is enough. I mean, you know, I think back to our high school coaches.
Yeah. They didn't take crap from anybody.
No, they didn't.
We weren't getting paid a gazillion dollars. We were high school kids.
No, but we also bought into the whole thing of being coached that way and loved every minute of it.
Right.
I mean, different generation for sure. I still think high school coaches are tough on their kids. I do it because I see it. Of course, the high school all-star game is going to be this week between New York City and Long Island on Saturday, right?
That is right.
At 1 o'clock at Hofstra Stadium, so make sure you get out to see that. But, the whole pros thing and now even the college coaches and now they're even giving NIL money to high school kids to leave certain schools to go to other schools, which is ass. I mean, it just drives me crazy, but I guess that's the way of the world now.
Hey, speaking of high school, so we didn't have we never had a 10-year reunion. We didn't have a 20-year reunion because 20 was class of 2000, so 2020 got canceled because of COVID like everything else at that time. So there's a 25-year reunion coming up in a couple of weeks, and it's at the legendary Painters that we've talked about, owned by my high school football quarterback, Craig Bezerewski. So I'm like, do I want to do this?
Yeah.
Do I not want to do this?
Of course. I think I went to my 20th, I think.
You did go to your 20th?
I think it was the 20th. Maybe it could have been the 25th.
I can't figure out math in my head like Jerry can. So were you still playing in the NFL 20 years after you graduated high school?
79. And I want to say 89, 90, no.
No, okay. So you had just retired a couple years prior.
I believe it was the 20th. I'm sure somebody will tell me it was the 25th.
Okay.
Maybe it was the 25th.
But like you showing up at your 25th anniversary, that's a huge deal. So like that, I mean, did you let people know you were coming?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
All right.
And I was the same jackass that I was in high school. Just wanted to make sure that everybody remembered me the way that I left.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm kind of on the fence. Like, Gina wants to go because she wasn't around when I, you know, we met her in Pittsburgh. She's nothing about, like, my high school experience. Has met only a few friends, so she's into it.
It's at Painter's. Why? It's right down the street from you.
I know, but, it sounds great, but then, like, these old people you haven't seen or talked to in so long.
It's awesome. They're going to love you. They're going to love the fact that you're doing what you're doing, and they're going to be really proud of you. I guarantee you.
Okay.
That was my sentiment when...
Yeah, but you accomplished that. I mean, you were the NFL MVP. Like, I'm sitting here making fart jokes and talking about the Jets, you know?
They'll remember you as the... Were you quiet? You weren't quiet in high school, were you?
No, I told you. I lived, like, the dual life where I had the music on one hand and all the music people couldn't understand while I was playing sports. And I had the sports on the other hand. All the sports people couldn't believe I was playing music. So I had, like, the dweeby music side and then like the jock side.
See, this is the greatest thing. So you can go in there and you can touch base with everybody.
If anybody shows up.
Dweebs and jocks.
If anybody actually shows up. Yeah, it was true. Yeah, I remember there was like you had the music teacher. I can't believe you're playing football. You're going to break your finger. Never be able to play the bass again. And then you'd have the football coaches going, hey, where's Gio today? His little lady's at a cello concerto or something? I got it from both ends.
All right.
Make anybody happy.
Which is great. Which I think shows your range.
True, I guess.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
You know, we got a this is intern season around here, and we got a kid in there. I don't know his name. It's called Big Intern.
Big Intern. Yeah,
look at him. See him in the red day at the IU. Stand up, Big Intern.
Yeah, he's very tall. Yeah,
look at how big
he is. Look at this guy.
That's Big Intern.
Yeah, his head doesn't even fit in the camera when he right, stands up.
Exactly.
Apparently, his brother's taller than him.
Wow.
His brother's like 6'7" or 8". Played college basketball. 6'10"? 9? 6'9". His brother's 6'9". Played college basketball.
Just so you know, I was talking to him. He's got the golf bug.
Oh, does he?
Yes, he's taking lessons. I asked him his swing speed. He said 130 miles an hour.
Really?
That's what he said. I don't know if it's true or not, but
that seems like pro level, kind of.
Well, that's a big intern. What do you expect?
Young kid?
Yeah, very young kid. Yeah, well, as you could see,
probably
him right
get
there.
It done.
I don't know about 130, but you know, we'll bring him in a little bit later.
We're not
on.
Talking ball speed. We're talking swing speed here.
Yeah, swing
big,
speed.
Big intern. So maybe you're getting those two things confused. But either way, we're happy to have you, Big Intern.
He says he has a track man. So Big Intern works with a track man. So.
At your house? Oh, okay. No. I was going to say.
Well, we'll ask him a little bit later.
All right, sounds good.
Because now he's got the golf bug. Maybe that's because of you and your success.
I don't think so. I don't have my success. Yeah, I don't think so.
Hey, listen, the guys that Matt and Mike said to me yesterday 15 times, hey, he's gotten so much better.
Yeah. Well, yesterday we all had our struggles, but yesterday I was happy with the way I was able to handle the adversity. It took me a little while to figure it out, but handled the adversity.
It's a
fun day.
It's one of the hardest golf courses you will ever play, matter how the distance is. Anybody who's ever played it knows. And that's why they have the sign there at the beginning.
Yeah.
This is a hard golf course.
Yeah, it was fun, though, man. I was smiling ear to ear the whole time. It's just so cool thinking about how the Ryder Cup's going to be there. I know it sounds cheesy and the whole thing, but just like the whole Long Island and the world watching Long Island in a public course.
Yeah.
The guys in the pro shop that were so great.
That's a par five that Gio's pointing at.
I think I went 6 for 5 on that too, by the way.
You did?
Yeah, that was a nice one. Won that hole.
And I think I had an 8 on that hole. I was in the rough, and, you know, of course, I take a picture, and everybody's like, oh, you're in the rough, you stink. You know, I mean, like, everybody just...
I didn't say a word to you.
Not you. I'm talking about, like, people on X.
Oh, on
that's
X.
That's where I was posting stuff yesterday, a little bit, not a lot, but...
Yeah.
Well, Boomer and Geo need more time for golf, and they don't get enough of golf, and they were like, you know what? What if we did, instead of worked, went and golfed?
See, this is what happens when we're not here.
Yeah, no,
I mean, they just attack.
Hey, it's fine. They've got the microphones. They're allowed.
I guess they are.
You know?
Yes.
I do my fair share of attacking when I've got the microphones. So.
Yes.
Turnabout's fair play, I suppose.
Are you going to play your clip, Eddie, or no? Or you don't clip yourself?
No, I did not.
Of course.
What did he say?
He said, welcome back tomorrow when 30% of the show will be about your game at Bethpage Black.
Hey, it's local, man.
Yes,
it's the real deal.
He's playing everybody else's clips. I figured once he could play
himself. And it's
going
to be, I mean, what they're building over there, the amount of people that are going to be going to this.
Well, in the U.S. Open, if you remember, they handled it very well back in 2000, so it won't be any different this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember. That was a long time ago. I don't think I was paying attention back in the day.
That was 2002, actually.
Was it 2?
That was Tigers.
Yeah.
Tigers, and in 2009, they had the U.S. Open. And then in 2019, that's when Koepka won the PGA Championship.
PGA, yeah. All right, Jerry, what's going on?
All right, so Yankees in a funk for sure. They can't seem to score at all, and that continued last night.
Here's a 3-2, the big payoff to Pauly. And the pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out. Angels win 4-0. Oh, my goodness. They've been shut out 3 consecutive games. And a whole bunch of strikeouts this evening as well.
What has happened to the Yankees?
Dave, I'm going to place a bet tonight.
I'm taking whatever the over-run line is.
I'm with
the Yankees tonight.
I like it, Jerry.
Was that today?
That was yesterday.
That was yesterday.
And I did take that, and I took Anthony Volpe because of the way Sal was getting on him yesterday. I thought that would make Sal look still silly, and neither one came true. So that didn't go so good for me. They didn't score at all. They lost 4-0.
Did I hear you say that you bet over 7.5 runs?
I did.
Wow.
I did. I thought because...
You really went for it.
I thought this had the makings of one of those. They're going to come out, and by the third inning, it's going to be nothing. Like, you know, they can't score, and then here comes all the runs. And it didn't happen.
Well, it could happen tonight, so go right back at it.
I suppose.
I mean, today, rather. Right? No, tonight.
tonight. I was in Atlantic City on Friday and pulled the old, just walking past the roulette wheel.
Oh.
I saw seven straight blacks come out. I'm going red. And then I doubled up and went red again.
Yeah.
And then doubled up one more time. Went red again and looked at my wife and said, I'm out of money.
Yeah.
Jesus, Jerry.
Yeah. I mean, that's what they say.
A wise man.
I tried. I mean, haven't we learned anything around here?
I go to Atlantic City once every 9 months, not once every 9 days.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Each spin is independent of itself.
I know that.
Yeah.
But at some... Here's what I do know, too. In the history of gambling, there have not been 1 million straight black numbers that have come out.
Yeah,
never happened. At some point, and I do believe it wasn't the next spin. I think two spins later, red came out. So it's kind of like what you said when you that theory about the way you play. As long as you don't run out of money, eventually you will hit. I ran out of money and didn't hit.
Yeah, I always feel like a sucker. For whatever reason, when I lose like $200 in a casino, it feels like $20,000 at a casino. I'm like, oh my god, what an idiot! $200
would have been good.
Yeah. Oh, well,
it's even worse when you have to go to the ATM and they want to charge you $8 for the ATM fee.
I know, that just laughs at you and dispenses
the
money.
Oh, man. Anyhow, here's Cody Bellinger. So the numbers are not good, obviously. Shut out three straight games. They've lost five in a row, a total of 6 runs scored in those 5 games. He says we'll be better.
We got full confidence in the guys in here. And, you know, we have such a talented team. And, you know, just got to keep on going, you know, keep on playing our game, remembering who we are. And ultimately getting out of the scene, coming out with some dubs. And
the big hit for Anaheim was Taylor Ward's or L.A. to their 2-run single in the third, right past Jazz Chisholm Jr. Tonight, Ryan Yarbrough faces Jack Kochanowicz on the Fan at 6:25. Kochanowicz has an ERA of 5.53.
So, take the over in runs, Jerry.
Well, you know what? Hendricks, I think last night, had a ERA of 4.9 or something, and they didn't do anything, so who the hell knows. As for the Mets, they were in Atlanta. Not good for them either. They did have a 4-1 lead in this game, and then in the eighth inning, David Peterson walked the leadoff man, gave up a base hit. Then they brought in Reed Garrett. You had the bases loaded, and then this happened.
Garrett comes home. Line toward third, along the line. Base hit going down the left field line. Allen is in. Acuna is in. Verdugo getting waved around. Lindor drops the cutoff throw. Verdugo slides in at home to tie the game.
And that was Keith Radd on Mets Odyssey Radio. They would then win the game with the Braves on an Austin Riley sack fly in the 10th. 5-4 the final as Atlanta takes the series opener. We talked last hour. I played the Reed Garrett clip about Francisco Alvarez changing the pitch that he wanted. Reed wanted a fastball. Alvarez called for a splitter. Here he was on SNY with a translator, but speaking English. I know he worked on that a lot in the offseason. And he, yeah, confirms it's exactly what indeed happened.
We have Ozuna hitting with a strike. He called fastball. And I changed the pitch to a splitter. So I think he was right, and I changed the pitch. And think I make maybe a mistake in that situation, so I feel bad, very bad for that.
And then I know CBS Sports Network just played the play in between second and third where he threw behind the runner, not in front of the runner. He was asked about that as well.
I really think that play is a reaction play, and a reaction to second base.
Your reactions to second base because you thought that's where the runner was heading back towards, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I saw the runner going back, and I think I have a chop to second base. But now, after the play, I think it's better to eat the ball in the
both
play.
Clips on that.
You know, good for him for taking ownership in it. And, you know, what's amazing to me is both the pitcher and the catcher were talking about what pitch was called and what pitch was changed to and who did the changing. I don't need to know that.
Well, I think Reed Garrett was the one who did it first, right? And then they went to Alvarez and asked him.
That I'm not 100% sure on because I wasn't up for the postgame.
That's just...
It's a good question, though.
Yeah, that kind of stuff could be a problem.
Agreed.
That stuff, you start talking about who's calling what pitches and who's changing pitches and why this pitch was thrown. I mean, you know, Reed Garrett's answer should have been, you know, I could have put it in a better place. Not say, well, I wanted to throw a fastball, but Francisco Alvarez called a different pitch. I mean, that's like
why?
Why are you doing
it? Right.
I mean, exactly. It's information that we have, and it's great that we have that information. It's great that Francisco owned up to it when he was asked the question. But that's the kind of thing that, you know, just between teammates, it's not great.
So there were all sorts of issues in this game. Guys running themselves out of innings. Here was the play with the Alonso drive to right and Soto getting doubled
up. First pitch from Lee. Is hit in the air, deep to right field. Acuna going back to the track. He's at the wall, jumps, and he made the catch! Soto doesn't know that he made the catch. A throwback to first doubles him up. Two down.
Yeah, so here was Soto. What happened on that play?
I mean, we were late on the umpires, so we wait for them to make the call. We have some like that this early this year too, and the goal is look for the umpire and make sure he makes the right call. But I feel like he just took way too long to make the decision, and he just put me in a tough spot.
Let me ask you a question. He wasn't stealing second, was he?
I don't believe so.
No,
I think he was caught in between trying to make sure he got to third if the ball wasn't caught or get back to first.
It's not like he, Acuna Jr., reached over the fence to catch the ball and then brought it back. This was on the inside of the fence, and you can clearly see that he made the catch.
Yeah, I don't.
Okay.
I'm just playing what he said.
Man, what the hell is going on?
It was more on him than he was willing to say that it was. Francisco Alvarez took ownership for it. Juan Soto blamed the umpire. So there you go.
That is true. By the way, Tyler McGill on the injured list, elbow strain. Yeah, out at least a month. Yeah. So him and Senga now are out. You get Paul Blackburn tonight against Chris Sale on Mets Odyssey Radio at 7:15. Couple of things from the Giants. I'll get to the Stanley Cup Finals, obviously, in a moment, too, as the Panthers won. But the Giants held a practice yesterday. They also had media day. Jameis Winston spoke, very satisfied with where he is at this point in his career.
I'm grateful that through my hard work and effort, on the football field that people notice me by my character.
And he says at this point he knows where he stands.
This is the greatest game in the world. So we need to be able to, drop our hair a little bit and notice that everyone has their own individual role. And I know what I've done in this NFL league in terms of playing football. And I'm grateful that I had that experience.
I guess he meant let our hair down.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I say that all the time. Drop our hair a little bit.
Drop the hair.
That's actually,
a little
I said,
bit.
You know, when we were about to tee off yesterday. Listen, boys, let's drop our hair a little bit, and let's have a good day today.
That's it. Mm. He says he's come along. Now, I don't know if he's referencing the way people thought of him as a football player here, or the issues that he had at Florida State. I'm not sure.
But I also know that when I first came into this league, that I wasn't looked upon as a man of high character. I wasn't looked upon as that team-oriented guy. I had this perception of me that just wasn't true.
So I don't know what he was referencing there, but obviously we know what's happened in the past or may have happened in the past. You also had, boy, Russell Wilson, this guy is Mr. Positivity.
Always.
Are you ready for a break from these practices?
No, I wish we could get more. I just think that we're just on this constant growth trajectory, and we got to stay there. I think that, we've grown so much every day. The team. I think we just have gotten better and better every day. Offense, defense, special teams.
I mean, this is just a party. So he's kind of fun.
I mean, he is something else.
He is something.
But he is, he's a beacon of hope for a floundering franchise.
He is a beacon of hope, yes. He's a breath of fresh air, as they say. All right, we'll get to the Stanley Cup Finals. You had the Panthers looking to repeat, and indeed they did.
15 seconds. Gustav Forsling holds. The Panthers begin to celebrate. Panther perfection. The Florida Panthers win their second consecutive Stanley Cup.
There was Kenny Albert on TNT with the final seconds. 5-1 was the final. Four goals, count them, four for Sam Reinhart, the last two empty net goals. Matthew Tkachuk, the other Florida goal. Here was Paul Maurice talking about how tough his guys are and referencing Tkachuk in this clip.
Matthew's played with some injuries, and we were really not hopeful at the start that he would survive the first round. Just didn't think he could do it. But what he does so well is he's so smart. He managed himself around the ice and around the game that he could still produce, but he wasn't taking hits and he wasn't giving hits.
Now, here was Tkachuk on TNT, asked how badly injured he was.
I tore my adductor off the bone, and that had some hernia thing, and all on the same side, and wanted to throw in the towel a bunch of times.
Meantime, look at us around here.
Right. The fact that most of that stuff came from the Four Nations.
Unbelievable, yeah.
Tore's what off the bone?
Hammett. Is that what he said?
No.
Hamlet? Hammett?
No, just put it
in. I tore my adductor off the bone.
Abductor.
And that had
abductor. Yes. Where's that?
It's in your abductor.
It's on
like
the bone.
It sounds like a groin to me. It's a groin injury, I believe.
No.
He said he also had a groin thing.
Yeah, he had a hernia.
Oh, hernia.
Eddie, right. Where's the abductor?
Lower.
I do not know.
Wow.
You stumped Eddie.
Mm.
How about that?
All right.
Who knew?
But they were so good that he didn't have to be the healthy Matthew Tkachuk that we all know him to be. Like, he was 75% and still good enough. And really, the guy that changed this whole dynamic, well, the dynamic was good. The culture's great there and everything else. But when they added Brad Marchand from the Boston Bruins, all of a sudden now they had a third line that was dominating the lower half of the opposing teams that they were playing. And he had an incredible playoffs for the Panthers. Question is, where does he sign now next year?
Yeah,
the abductor.
Yeah, I mean, it could mean any sort of, it's mostly referred to as the hip, but an abductor muscle is any muscle that pulls a limb or appendage away from the midline of the body.
Sounds awful.
But it's mostly referred to as a hip, so I guess it was hip abductor.
Sam Bennett, the Conn Smythe Trophy winner, back-to-back Stanley Cup championships for Florida. And Game 6, Pacers, Thunder tomorrow night. So all these sports are winter sports are finally, as we approach July, starting to wind themselves down.
June 16th, right? So
today's June 18th. Tomorrow, 18th. June 19th. June 19th. Be Game 6. And then, I don't know, what would Game 7 be? The 21st?
And do we know if Halliburton's playing or not with his calf injury?
I don't know. But I saw he went for imaging, I believe, yesterday to see the severity of it.
Too bad.
Yeah, well, that's true. And Mike Brown, the betting favorite to be the next head coach of your New York Knickerbockers.
Who the hell knows at this point, huh?
It's the avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start. Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
The Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. This is a story that I believe will be near and dear to Eddie Scazzeri's heart, as it involves a large man and fakakta football, which are two things that Eddie knows lots about. So Jets sign thicker kicker Harrison Meavis after impressive UFL stint. So Harrison Meavis, large man, 5'11", 243, was kicking for the Birmingham Stallions of the Fakakta Football League, UFL, and is now the third guy in recent memory to get signed by an NFL team that has a real shot of being a starting kicker. And Brandon Aubrey of the Cowboys signed to the UFL. Jake Bates of the Lions signed to the UFL.
That's why you have these leagues.
So I'm telling you right now that if this Harrison Meavis makes the team and is the Jets kicker, he will be a sensation around these parts when his fat ass trots onto the field and makes some field goals.
Looks like every fan. Looks like he could be at a tailgate before the game.
Yeah, okay, which is great. Like, and now Sebastian, he's out on the field.
Like Sebastian Janikowski. Everybody loved that guy.
Yeah, they did and they didn't. Remember, he was like a party in and all the like the party drugs and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, but I mean, but they you know, he was a personality. He was the...
He certainly was.
He was like the John Daly of NFL.
Yeah. He definitely, that's a good one. Yeah, but yeah, so good for Harrison Meavis. Meavis.
Thicker the kicker, Eddie. Did you see him perform this year?
I did.
And what was your takeaway from it?
Not quite as impressive as the kid who went from the Panthers to the Lions.
Jake Bates?
Yeah. I mean, that he was really impressive.
Didn't they split those leagues, UFL to XFL, and then have a championship?
Well, they combined the USFL and the XFL combined to form the UFL because they figure there's not enough talent.
Right.
But then they have a USFL division and an XFL division.
Okay. And then they had an XFL champion, a USFL champion, and then they met for the championship?
Yeah, but those are like conference championships. And then, yes, they met.
By the way, you know, we talked about the New York Dragons and Peter Schwartz, the end flaw, and how he had to resign. Unfortunately, I was told by some people in New York and Nassau County that there were some fans that showed up to Nassau Coliseum thinking there was still a game, and there was no game.
And Peter predicted that off the air with us.
Oh, did he?
He knew that was going to happen.
I mean, they didn't put anything out on social media?
They did, but some people don't check all
the things.
They
don't pay attention? Yeah. Oh, boy.
That's a tough one for the end flaw.
When's their first game, Eddie?
Never.
Pending.
I think it's going to be never.
Really?
Yeah. I don't think it's going to be never. All right, let's go to a couple calls here. Let's go to Steve in Newark. What's going on, Steve?
Morning, boys. Hope you guys are doing well on this beautiful Wednesday.
Yes,
you do, Stevie. What's happening with you?
I mean, I know we all knew that, you know, Brandon Tierney was spineless, you know, going back a couple of years ago with him and Stephen A. You know, not defending Tiki in that whole situation, but, I mean, he is slithering around now. I don't know if you guys heard yesterday with Evan and Tiki. Brandon completely eviscerated Boomer Esiason's wardrobe on NFL Today 3 weeks in a row.
Wow.
Asking to fix out your suits. Does this guy own another suit? I mean, if Eddie has the tape, I think, Boomer, you would be very interested in this.
Thanks for tattling on him.
Well,
if
it was on the air, it's not really tattling, right? I mean, yeah. It out there. So Steve, no, it's fine. Listen, I'm with you. So it was old tweets of BTs that Evan found and read on the air?
Yep. It happened right at 3:30 yesterday. So if Eddie can find that for your boys, I think Boomer would love to hear this.
And this is obviously before BT was working here with us.
Yeah, they were saying he was in San Francisco at the time.
Oh, okay. Yeah, a lot easier.
I don't know why I said that. Had to be when? What years?
It was before the network started, 2013. Because that's when that started.
When did he start at the CBS Sports
2013.
Network?
He was the original morning show guy on a show that was named TBD, which looking back is hilarious.
Well, no, I mean, no, but he was also
Tiki,
doing
Brandon and Dana,
he was also
TBD.
Doing the pregame show with Adam Schein.
Yeah. I'm talking about the network, the
Yeah.
Well, he never said anything to me to my face every day. He saw me over there.
He didn't?
No, not once.
Interesting. Well, this was before he got here. So once he got here, he obviously dialed back the criticism.
And apparently. I remember telling him I thought his stand-ups were amazing because he wrote them all himself.
You've had nothing.
Did a great job.
You've had nothing but high praise from
him. Well, I'll have to have a conversation with him.
Apparently. I'd like to hear this. Let's go to Anya in Maryland. What's going on, Anya?
Hi, how you doing? How's it going?
Hi, Anya. Anya. How are you?
I'm doing well, Boomer. I'm a proud Maryland alum.
Nice.
And you are a proud Maryland alum. And I just wanted to say, you and I come from different walks of life, and I listen to your show every day, and I think that you and I could bridge the gap because although we are different political affiliations, I think you're a great guy. And I think that you have a lot of good things to say. And I think that, I'm obviously a liberal person from Maryland, but I think that, I'm proud to listen to you. And I just wanted to say that I think that although we have come from different walks of life, I think that, there are like things that we could come together on, that all people could come together on, and that is the one thing is sports.
I'm a Republican. don't listen to Eddie, Anya. Thank you very much. That's very kind for you to say that, Nicole, and say that this morning. And I'm sure we do have a lot of things in common.
Yeah, like sort of like you and Eddie Scazzeri.
Yeah, me and Eddie have a lot of things in common.
Yeah, I would say that you got 30% of things you disagree on.
We have money managers. Eddie has a nice money management firm that takes care of all his money.
And Anya also had told Al that she breaks down her own boxes, her own cardboard boxes, which is something that, by the way,
God bless her.
More people have talked to me about off the air than just about anything that we have talked about in the last 6 months, about saying how they felt, now that they were in a safe space to be able to talk about their wives not cutting up the cardboard boxes. It was something that they kept to themselves.
Oh, now, so these are all your buddies?
Oh, anybody that I go, okay. Just listeners of the show and people that I've met for the first time.
I have to cut down the boxes too.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. It was like, I thought I was alone. I thought I wasn't allowed to speak out, but now I'm allowed. You gave me permission to speak about my feelings I had been burying for many years.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.